The Great Gamble, The Soviet War in Afghanistan, by Gregory Pfeiffer, narrated by Robert Sundin. Copyright 2009 by Russ Intellectual Properties, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Gregory Pfeiffer and the Trident Media Group, LLC, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. 1. Near the end of the overnight flight from Moscow to Kabul on Afghanistan's Ariana Airlines, the sun rises over that beautiful, battered country. As I peered down from a rattling jet during a recent trip in late fall, the dawn light of a cloudless morning revealed an endless succession of dusty, reddish-brown mountain peaks and valleys. Reputed for its harshness, the small, deeply impoverished country, lodged between Iran and Pakistan, just below old Soviet Central Asia, is also physically stunning. I could understand how millennia of conquerors had been seduced. I was traveling there to learn how one of a long line of invading armies, in this case belonging to a global superpower with virtually no limit to the amount it could spend on its military, became the latest to find defeat at the hands of local rebels. Afghanistan's fate has been determined, more than anything, by its position on the globe. A persuasive current of scholarly theory about the nature of empires has it that geographic determinism, the lay of the land as well as its weather, helps define which territories become centers of empires and which remain battle-scarred frontier lands, lodged between competing powers. Confluences of waterways and other transportation routes and natural defenses help form the centers of